B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Football Friday. Well, kind of. Bye week Friday across the Delaware Valley. Cause radio with the Chewness. And I just feel like messing around today. I want to tell you, it's a bye week Friday. If I could actually start drinking now, I would. It's beautiful outside. Like, it's gorgeous. It's got that weird April feeling. Does that make sense? That it feels more like April than, you know, like October, in a sense, that warmer days. It feels like the April, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because we're coming out of the cold, right?
Yeah,
it was cold for about 3 or 4 days, and we're coming out of it. So it does feel like that. You're right.
It feels like April, right? Like, it feels like, wow, I like it. Let's drink all day outside. That's so terrible. It's so terrible when you start to think and go, it's 10 o'clock on a Friday. I go, hey, man, I want mine cracked.
It's been done before.
Crack it. Yeah, when you're on vacation. Crack it open a beer. Anyway, lots to get to today. And we're going to have some fun. We're messing around today. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have some fun. I want to screw around a little bit. So here's the deal. A couple things. One, the theme of today is, can they? So what that means is, can the Eagles shock us? And are we too hard on them in the sense that, like, we think, are they better than what we think they are? And I touched on this last night, and I wanted to talk about it today. Can the Birds surprise us in the playoffs? Look, they're going to win the division, right? So they're going to win the NFC East. But can they surprise us? Is there a way where, I don't know, they can win a game? Maybe even two games. Is that possible that they're better than we think they are? Now, here's where I'm going to make the case. All right? For the sake of the argument, I'm going to argue a playoff victory. So you either side with me and help me make the argument or debate me. All right? Now, I'm going to take the positive side because I feel like it's Friday. It's beautiful out, and I want to be in a good mood. So, hence, let me argue that side of it today. Here's the deal. Their offensive line gets better. Mayalata, Big Jordan, gets it. Because, you know, you can't count on Peters. But just say that Mayalata becomes a force. And they find stability in the line. So that's that. With the offense, you're going to get back. You got Fulgham's legit. We love Fulgham. Ward is legit in the slot. So that means Rager. Can Rager be a stud? I don't know. But let's say Jalen Rager's the man. Let's say he's D-Jax light. And he plays. Right? You're going to get your tight ends back. You got your one tight end back. And you're going to get Miles back. So, all of a sudden, all right, that offense isn't a bad offense. All right? That's not, I know it's not the greatest show on turf, but it's not a bad offense. And Carson, he just gets control of himself. Not to say he's not going to turn the ball over or whatever, but he just gets control of himself. And he's not egregious. Now, defensively, Eagles' defensive line is legitimate, right? Like, they are. Secondary, look, as long as they get the three safeties and Darius, let's go. There's far worse secondaries. Darius is a stud. You got great veteran leadership in McLeod. Played big this year. You like the safeties. And I like that TJ Edwards. Right? Like, all of a sudden you go, well, he can play. Edwards can play. And then I look at it and I go, here's my team. And Doug always gets better as the season goes on. Doug ends on a high note. Listen, I may have issues sometimes with how he manages the game and play calling, but it's undeniable that Doug Peterson finishes a season on a high note. He'll run it in December. He's a December man. So if I couple all those factors, Andrew, can they win a playoff game and shock us?
That's an interesting question. I would love to join the good mood that you're in today.
Oh my God! Heaven and hauling. I just go, can they? Not even will they? It's a can they. And you're stuttering.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I will, because I want to join you in the good mood. I got a good day planned today. You know, I'm looking forward to, I'm going into the city right after work. I'm going to enjoy the nice weather. I'm going to have a few cocktails, right? It's going to be a beautiful day. Me and the wife, some alone time. It's going to be very nice, right? So I'm going to try to join the good mood that you're in today. I'm looking at the NFL playoff picture right now. Remember, 7 teams make the playoffs this season. And the top seed is the only team with a bye. So as of right now, if the season were to end today, I believe the Eagles would be playing the Saints. And if the Eagles were to play the Saints, I go, all right, you know, they have Alvin Kamara, but I think Drew Brees is shot. I do. I'm not afraid of Drew Brees anymore. That defense has played okay this season. They've been better than in years past, the New Orleans Saints defense. So if that front four of the Philadelphia Eagles could attack and get to Drew Brees, the only biggest concern is when he dumps off, which that's all he does nowadays because he's got no arm left, when he dumps off to guys like Alvin Kamara, can the Eagles linebackers or if they have a safety covering Kamara all over the place, can they stop him? And I think that's a possibility. And it's also nice to know that the Eagles will be playing the Saints during the regular season. So we'll get some tape on the New Orleans Saints, Doug will. We will also find out where they match up with the Saints in a few weeks when they play each other in the regular season in mid-December. And you're right, Doug Peterson is Mr., you know, November-December. Remember there was that ridiculous stat last year, I believe he was, what, 9-1 in his career in December, something like that?
Mr.
And the one loss...
December!
The one loss was Week 17, the year they won the Super Bowl, when it was Nate Sudfeld playing against the Cowboys.
Mr. December!
So, to join you in the good mood, there are signs, and we talk about signs all the time, there are signs and there are ways to say, yes, it is possible, because you also have the home field at that point, that the Eagles could win a playoff game.
Alright, so, I went through all the playoff teams, and I only think there's one can't win game. There's only one team they can't win. Now, there's varying percentages on who they could beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like the matchup against Arizona.
Okay.
Right? Like, I think it's a bad matchup. However, I don't know.
Young quarterback and Kyler Murray.
Exactly.
First time in the playoffs.
I can make an argument that the Eagles beat them. You know who the one team I think they can't beat?
I don't know, Green Bay?
No, the Green Bay, look at Green Bay.
Well, I'm like,
listen, they rolled last night over I mean, you want to talk about a team that had nothing.
Right.
I mean, they had no receivers. They're down all their weapons. Their quarterback, their tight end. I mean, please. That does nothing for me. Your defense is still not good.
Are you saying like one team that they could face in the first round?
Not in the first round.
Oh, so Seattle.
Yeah.
Then Seattle. Okay. I thought you meant in the first round.
No. There's
okay.
Only one team that I go, they can't win.
Yeah, Seattle.
And that's Seattle.
And again,
however,
their defense isn't all that great this year. Seattle's.
True. But I still go, nah.
Russ. Yeah.
Nah.
They held him to 17 points in the playoffs last year.
Nah.
I could see him going for 34 this year.
Yeah, nah. I don't see it. But But all that said, I don't know. Like the Saints. I look at the Saints. I watch the Saints.
I think Drew Brees is cooked.
So do I. And by the way, you know, listen, I know they had no Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders had COVID, so I get it. But I don't know. Drew Brees looks all right. I mean, and he's coming off the field more and more and more for Taysom Hill.
Yeah. I can't stand it.
I hate it, too. I hate it here. But whatever. So I look at them, I go, all right, Buccaneers, formidable. Their defense is good.
Defense is good.
However, I mean, Giants play with them.
Brady hasn't been spectacular this season.
And I think we're Brady's kryptonite. All right?
All right.
I think we're Brady's kryptonite. That's the best. It'd be great. Brady face, that face he makes.
When he throws the tablet upset, on the ground.
He
yeah.
turns red. It's like a hissy fit face. So maybe, just maybe, we are Brady's kryptonite. And then who else you got? Rams? Yeah, I know they won earlier, but, I mean, Jared Goff is still Jared Goff.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Sean McVay's still Doug's son.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but, you know, I hear you. And who else? Nicky Six?
Could you imagine?
He might not even play.
How's everyone doing?
He might not even be playing in the playoffs. It might be Trubisky, because you see that he's not doing much at all.
Yeah, Trubisky's banged up. He took that hit, played one play, and got his shoulder got hurt.
So, what do you think? Right? Like, is it possible? Is it?
For them to win a playoff game, for them to make a run?
Oh, well, win a playoff game. Listen, it's the NFL playoffs. It's not like you're winning series.
Right.
Make one win is a run.
Okay. So if they face the Saints in the first round, like it looks like it could be projected, right? It's the season ending today, right? Do you think they hold up against the Saints?
I think they beat the Saints.
If I gave you Saints, Cardinals, Rams, where's your order of confidence? Saints number one?
If you get them here, they're going to win that division. Oh, no, maybe Tampa's going to win that division.
Yeah, Tampa could win the division.
No, you get them here? Listen, slow track, cold weather, not the dome. I'll go Saints one, Rams two. I really don't want to face the Cardinals. I think they're a bad matchup.
Yeah, but he's young, Kyler.
Right.
Maybe he gets nervous.
Oh, my God. Bells. Playoff bells.
Yes.
Mr. December.
Oh, John Peterson.
Gosh, it went great.
I want to talk myself into a second half run, like not a slog. I grant you, it was not pretty last Sunday night. And it was not pretty the Thursday before that. However, can we possibly talk ourselves into a second half where we got playoffs and a playoff run?
Thank you, 97.5.
Thank you, BG.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win,
yes,
man.
Yes, Sandy. Hey, Drew. Play the song. The fight song. Start to lose it.
Hey, all it takes is three more wins to get in the playoffs.
You know what the greatest is? The greatest is I say that, and then right away the text board's
blowing up. Yeah, you're getting crushed. First one, Jim from the Palm, probably, right?
Buried. Yeah, Jalen Hurts takes over, and they make it to the NFC Championship game. Laughing, crying emoji. I would love to see Tommy Boy not shake another winning Eagles quarterback hand after a playoff loss.
I don't like that.
But I'll say it. Because they stink. They bleeping stink. They can't beat Bishop Newman.
So Vito on Twitter, he tweeted in the a gif of Adrian from Rocky IV yelling, you can't win.
Come on! Come on, brother! Come with me! Can we figure this? I don't know why, but maybe it's the news that the NBA is going to start December 22nd, and we're going to be all fired up for Sixers. Maybe it's the fact that the Flyers will be back in action soon, and they're legitimately good. I can't think of anything positive about the Phillies right now, but, and I would love to.
Lindor.
Oh, my. You know.
There's your positive thoughts.
I mean, if I could get John Middleton 2 seconds of his time, and just, this is why I want to run for fan, what did I call it?
The liaison.
Yes. The fan president or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I really want to create that. I wonder if it'd be enough to get me an audience whenever I want. Like, listen, I'll call the secretary and say, you know, we got to have a monthly meeting with all the franchises. And I want to sit down with John and say, John, listen, I know, you know, you're a businessman and I get it. And it's rough out there for a billionaire. But come on, bro. You know, you want to win over the people. You want to win.
I want to bring my trophy back.
You know.
Undo it.
Well, there's some things we got to talk about. The fans have an issue. Let's sit down like gentlemen. Have a nice, you know, cup of coffee.
Cigars on him. He is Mr. Cigars.
Nice scotch, a little Glenlivet, right?
On his tab, of course.
Yes. Break out whatever you got. Sure, it tastes incredible. And let's talk about it as the fan liaison. All right, I need your thoughts on all this stuff today. Don't forget the yo's. If you are listening to the show from a place of business, please let us know, and you get a yo. That's right, our version of a shout out. I'll give you a yo. A yo, what's up? To your business. Or you got a kid who's going to do something, I give you a yo. All right, lots to get to. Cause Radio Tunis hanging. Let me tell you about Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem. We were there last night, home of Cousins Corner, every Thursday night. Remind me to tell you about the exclamation point. So, we were there last night. It was a great time, as always. I look at the sports book. I'm looking at it and go, wow, it's fabulous. But here's the deal. It's tough to get to the sports book on a Sunday morning. Or a Saturday evening. So you want to bet the game, like, you know, you're looking at Notre Dame Clemson. Right now, Clemson's 6. I think that's awfully light, right? I know there's no Lawrence, but we were talking about it last night with Brad Feinberg. I think there's a lot of value at Clemson. And then you look at Sunday, and you look at all the games on Sunday. All you got to do is go to the app, pa.parkscasino.com. Download it. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet to $500. Like the over in Buffalo, Seattle. Mark my words. That's going to be up and down the field. Or say Arizona over Miami. Mark my words. That's a big one. Anyway, you can check all that stuff out on the app. Use the promo code Fanatic. Risk-free up to $500. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. It's giving yo to Playa Bowls, Cherry Hill. That's right. Yo, Playa Bowls, Cherry Hill. They make acai bowls and smoothies, all kinds of cool stuff at the Playa Bowls in Cherry Hill. Thanks, guys. They're listening to the show. You get a yo. Tunis, this is pretty cool. All right. You got Danny says, if the election were a game, it would be the Flyers-Penguins 5-overtime game.
Where it never ends.
Right. Yeah, that's a good,
good
one.
Answer.
Isn't that a great... Isn't that a great answer?
Yes, it is a great answer.
Danny M. Great answer, Danny M.
You could go game 5, 08 World Series.
Yes.
You could go 4:41 in the morning.
You also ripped your food.
I'm not saying that it's, you know.
Anyway, I'm just telling you.
I hope that I get ripped for eating Chef Boyardee, but people also didn't know.
Whatever. I'm just, whatever. We're talking food bargains today.
Yeah. I was losing money. You know what I mean?
I get you.
I think everybody's got to understand. I did eat. That one thing that I really am ashamed of, I ate vacuum sealed fish.
Oh.
Yeah. That was pretty bad. And I would just do it. I didn't have a grill or anything, so I just did it on the stove, on the pan. I didn't like bread it or anything, so just like it'd be done, but it'd be like gray.
Oh,
yeah. My poor roommate, God, I felt bad. It smelled like fish in the house.
Oh, that's horrid.
You need those omega 3s. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but gray fish is not the way to go.
No, it's not
good. I was talking about Larry the bartender at the Palladium and his trivia questions, and so Ricky A chimes in and says, we used to keep a baseball encyclopedia behind the bar at the Palladium.
That's amazing.
To check the answers.
That's awesome.
Because he would have these questions, dude, and your head would be spinning. Usually baseball, football, some basket, some hockey.
Yeah.
But he was all 4 for 4, Larry. And you couldn't Google them. Like, these questions were ridiculous.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, they were cool. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Brandon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Brandon.
What's up, cuz?
What's happening, brother?
What's going on, Tunis? So, real quick, Tunis, you can get 20 packs of Oodles and Noodles for $3.
Yeah.
but I liked my tomato sauce and meatballs.
Oh. I mean, Oodles and Noodles is a nice item. Like, that's a passable lunch, right?
Yeah, I can do that today at 30.
Exactly.
Cause real quick on the glee for, Nick Foles' mistakes. I don't know if it's glee for me, but it is like a sense of reassurance. Like, yeah, we made the right decision. You know, it's hard to get rid of a guy who wins a Super Bowl.
Right.
And maybe could have won another one. Who knows? But guys like me and yourself knows that playoff run that he went on, you're going to see more of okay games than those type of games for Nick Foles.
Yes.
But I called you.
I did feel guilty, Brand. I'll be honest with you. Like, I did. My cousin pointed out, he goes, you went exclamation.
Should.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't feel guilty at all. He's on a new team now.
Yeah.
I hope he throws 3 interceptions every week. I called you in the beginning of the season, and I talked about Carson Wentz and his confidence and how he just didn't look confident. And now I don't see a confidence problem. I just see stupidity, like a level of stupidity that's like, it's unexcusable. It's like something that I couldn't imagine going into the season. I mean, I'm not going to let him say or mistake his aggression for stupidity.
Yes. Yes. That's right. You're right to think that. Yes.
You know, and it's like when we talk about the record and you know, playoff wins, kind of. You could lose every game for the rest of the season because there's no guaranteed win left in the schedule. I don't care who they're playing.
Yeah.
And it kind of showed me that last week against Dallas where I felt like that was the confidence booster game. It's like, all right, we're going to smack up on this team and we're going to get some mojo going and we're going to take that forward. So we're going to know that we're going to, you know, run the division. There's no telling we can beat the Giants. I mean, or the Redskins, the way we played – And then even Doug, it's like we watch teams week in and week out run all up and down on the Cowboys. And I understand it's only Boston Scott up there, but let them show us that they can stop it before we just try to reinvent something.
I mean, he was averaging 8 yards a carry.
Especially with a quarterback that's already struggling with a makeshift offensive line. I mean, all those reasons that I'm talking about now is why I don't know if, for one, we're going to make a playoff, let alone win a playoff game, or if we can even win another game the rest of the season. I hate to be Debbie Downer. I hate to be,
So listen, I think you're right. I think it's certainly possible and even plausible. But let me ask you a question. What about the flip side? Is it possible and plausible that the flip side happens? And yeah, like they're not going to beat Seattle or Green Bay. I don't have any delusions there, but is it possible to get it together? I mean, you know, that Wes Peterson, December men.
I think, you know, with all that bad stuff I just named, I think with the weapons coming back, you know, the O-line getting another week and now a bye week, you know, maybe if Carson can. If maybe Doug can, you know, tap into some. I mean, because Carson looks worse now than he did as a rookie. Cause,
yeah, I know.
You know, like this is some of the worst football I've ever seen.
No, I know, I know. Well, do this for me.
If he can turn it around, I believe, you know, yeah.
Okay, good. We've come to an agreement. I appreciate it, Brand. It's great stuff across the board. If I give you bells, just give me a couple bells. I give you one play. Just give me one play. One good play. I'm sorry. I didn't know you. I thought that was on demand.
No.
All right. Whatever.
Touchdown.
All right. Here you go. Say touchdown Wentz.
Wentz.
Touchdown Wentz. There you go. I give you that. I don't know. You got chills? We got. Are we possible? That's all I'm looking for. A maybe. A possibly. That's it. All right, you can kill the bells.
Here, do you want better bells?
No. We're good. Save them.
You sure?
Yeah, save them.
Okay.
Let's save them. I want to try to convince people just to let's go for a ride.
All right. I'm in.
I mean, it's a bye week, so, you know, what do we got?
Why the hell not?
Why, exactly. Listen, 2020's what a crazy, goofy, bad freaking year, right?
They're losing the Giants next week?
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I wouldn't be shocked.
No.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we go for a ride.
Beat the Giants. We're back at 500, baby. We're 4-1.
That's what I'm saying. Is maybe we go for a ride. Fredo in Marlton. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fredo.
Yo, what up, cuz? What up, Tunis?
What's happening, Fredo?
Not much, brother. Man, I always get some chills when I hear those bells. Right?
I know, man. Me too. That's why I want to play. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Real quick. I took you guys' advice on the Green Bay games yesterday. Made a little coin.
Good.
So thank you.
Good. We're happy. That's why we're here. Yeah.
Real quick. So a couple days ago, I was watching, you ever saw the movie The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell?
No. What is
that? Like cops. Well, they're like cops, and Mark Wahlberg gets put in the office, and he's like, I'm a B-shot. You gotta let me fly. I'm like, dude, this is Carson Wentz. You gotta let him fly. So I feel confident in these Eagles that they're gonna turn it around after this bye week. You know, people coming back healthy, got a couple winnable games, and playoffs come. You never know what can happen. Never know what can happen.
I like it. So, you're coming with us. I love it.
Give them bells, shooters.
Give the bells. Give Fredo bells, baby.
Second down.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Out of the pocket and down is Aikman. Hit by Stubbs.
Montgomery and Leroy Harris, the two runners. Forward Montgomery now is the defense. And it's Montgomery with the ball.
A block, and then Keyshawn's going to chase him down, but won't get there. Touchdown, Lito Shepherd. Blitz, Marion Barber. Loses the football. Jose Leo Hansen on the return. Only Romo can get close to him. It's another defensive touchdown. Wentz, end zone. Touchdown, go.
There's the goal. 10 play the drive.
Sanders got a touchdown. Philadelphia. Prescott to the end zone. Pass is broken up. Eagles take over. Sidney Jones made the play in front of Michael Gallup.
Hey, Philadelphia, Merry Christmas.
Yay!
World f***ing champions.
Dude.
Because I can.
That gets me every time. That gets me every time. That's insane. That's why I gotta have some kind of hope for the second half, man.
Paul's gone up in the way you don't want it to.
Oh, no. Come on, guys.
It is now 60%. Stop it. They stink.
Oh, 60. Stop
That's
it.
That's right. It stinks.
Oh, come on, guys. 60% now. After the bells alone, I thought it would go up to my favor. Damn it.
Man, I could go for a beer right now. Wouldn't
get,
you?
Get a run, man. Get a run. You know, Chucky's cool. Chucky. I bet you Chuck would do it for us. He's our program director.
Have a beer?
Yeah, he's that kind of dude. He's that kind of dude. I wouldn't be surprised.
Sure, we got some old beers in surprise closets.
Don't we have something? It's not cold. It's thrown in the freezer for 20 minutes.
We got the Jack still. If you really want to have a party.
I don't want to do the Jack. Nah, it's not even. I haven't eaten anything.
That's the one thing that got kept in the fridge / freezer.
Yeah, I don't do the Jack.
Because Connor cleaned it out.
I can't do the Jack with no. I mean, I didn't even eat. I only usually eat breakfast. So, yeah. All I had was coffee.
I love how the guy asked you. You ever see the other guys?
No, I didn't see that movie.
Stone Chance. You never saw.
It's a comedy.
I think it's fun. It's a pretty funny movie, yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. I mean, me with the comedies, I'm sometimes challenged.
By the way, Andrew on Twitter, great answer. The rotisserie chicken at any decent grocery store.
Yeah, fantastic. Great.
$5.
It's a bargain. A bargain food.
Yes.
That's a great bargain food.
Love the rotisserie chicken.
I agree. Because it's all protein.
Yeah.
I'm going to start bringing them to work for us.
All right.
Start whacking up some rotisserie chickens.
Hey, you can use it for other stuff. We've made the chicken salad out of the rotisserie chicken.
I don't do chicken
salad. We've made soup with the rotisserie chicken.
How do you make? You can't make soup out of the rotisserie chicken.
Well, you put the chicken inside the soup and all that kind of stuff.
You get a whole, but it's already cooked.
No, so you make soup.
Chicken soup.
Yeah, and then we
with stock.
Yeah.
And then you put the.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
but that's fugazi though.
100%.
Right.
But when you're, short on time sometimes.
No, I agree. I've done that.
I've done that.
No, but listen, you're right. And
it's $5.
It's $5. And it's good chicken.
You're damn right it is.
It's good protein.
The wing. Oh, it's a good wing.
Yes.
On the rotisserie chicken.
I like when they're not burnt, but.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, crunchy.
Yeah, because sometimes everything just falls apart.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I like a well done. Give me the bird. Well done, well done. Let's go to Jared. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jared.
Yo, what's up, cuz? Listen, what's up, that Jared? Montage doesn't get you going. That Tunis just played, you don't got a pulse, man.
That
was great.
Thank you, Jared. It's incredible, but man. Look, it gives you chills.
It does, man. I mean, I'm a homer, so I think they're going to make some noise in the second half and possibly in the playoffs. I don't know. I always got hope for them. But if you look at it as versus the Cowboys as an outlier offensively, right?
Right.
So defensively, every other game has been kind of why they lost. So, and I know Schwartz and you don't have the same mindset, but if they just blitzed more, wouldn't that just enhance the best asset we have on defense?
Yes.
So then wouldn't that help the back end in turn?
Yes. Yes, I don't know why he doesn't do it. Yes, you're right. They have a really good cover corner and man corner and Darius Slay, right? You got good safeties. I mean, why not? I agree with you. I mean, go attack.
Right. Now, the other thing you might get mad at is I'm really siding with Andrew a lot on these food things over the past couple months. Like, I might argue that a cold meatball is better than a hot meatball.
Yes. Really? You go the cold meatball. Now,
standing in front of the fridge, eating it right out of the pot that mom made earlier today.
I agree.
Wow. The cold meatball. Listen, I don't think the cold meatball is egregious. I prefer a heated up meatball, but, you know, I don't think it's egregious.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. It's egregious. You can't open the can and eat a meatball out of a can.
No, you can't do that.
Well, you just said you did that.
No, I would put it on the stove in the sauce and pot.
You know? All right. That's still whatever, but, you know.
It's still, yeah.
I hear you. What else you got, Jack?
So as far as the food thing, I was going to say the rotisserie chicken, man, it's very versatile for $5. You can last you for a few days.
It's a great item, the rotisserie chicken. It might be the greatest food bargain. I still like my two slices of pizza for $4, but the rotisserie chicken for $5, it's better for you, and I agree. That's a great item.
Yeah, man.
My man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. The rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's a quality item. Now, I've also done the fried chicken from the grocery store. When it's you know, all under the lamp, right? The hot lamp. I think the fried chicken's quality. It's not the best. But again, for cheap, it's right there. You grab the bag, you're out. Perfect.
It's better than that McRib he's got.
Yeah, dude. My man Connor. I love him. But you can't go, nah. I've done it. I've done the Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich. That's frozen. Got an egg and everything, which probably skews you out even more. I've done that. You know? Yeah. You gotta survive sometimes.
Here's your question, because Tasty Cake Dom goes, you know who eats a cold meatball? Joe Buck eats a cold meatball.
Love Joe Buck. I'm glad that he and I have that in common.
But I was about to say that. If you listen to what you put together,
yeah,
Joe Buck's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
When after the hit, the ball's out. Fumble. Like, that's a great call. You know, I had to do on the Fox show, Tasty Cake Dom listened to my Fox show. And obviously, Joe Buck, Fox man. So I'm on the Fox network. And I had to get Tasty Cake Dom and I did an intervention. A Joe Buck intervention. And it didn't work.
I don't get it. I think he's fantastic.
I know.
And you go to any of these big moments, man, like this one.
A blitz. Marion Barber. Loses the football. Jose Leo Hansen on the return. Only Romo can get close to him. It's another defensive touchdown.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah, he's great.
That's outrageous. All right, the burrito, Andrew. What's your stance?
A frozen burrito?
On a frozen burrito, is it? Because you can get like those big 99 cent.
Yeah. that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah?
Now I'm kind of out on the frozen burrito.
Like, to me, that's really the only thing you can put in a microwave other than popcorn.
I've done a Hot Pocket. Remember the Hot Pockets? Yeah, done that in the microwave.
Yeah. But that, I used to like a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Problem with the Hot Pocket
is that burn. You have to wait like 20 minutes before it cools off.
Yeah, but even that turns, the microwave turns it nasty.
Yeah.
Hot Pocket's better in a toaster oven. The toaster oven is way better.
One of the more underrated moments.
We grew up, ever. Like, seriously, we grew up, the toaster oven was big growing up. You put the leftover Pizza Shack pizza in the oven,
yes.
Toaster oven. All right, 610.
Some of these songs have words at the end. That would be the one day where all of a sudden starts cussing like crazy. I'm like, whoa. Who put this one in?
All right, I got a sixth thing for you, too, to enter into the conversation. And listen, I need people to take the five. I want to give away the Primo's gift card as well. All right? And we got Yo's all straight ahead. Cause Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here. I've got to tell you all about my favorite football bet this season. I've been playing Same Game Parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, and it is the most fun that I've ever had betting. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. In this way, the payouts are bigger. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first Same Game Parlay you lose on any football game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free each week all season long. Now, I'm looking at a specific game, which I don't understand why the line is going down. Baltimore opened up as 2.5-point favorites. I thought that line was too short, but I was going to go Baltimore anyway. Now it's down to 1.5. They're facing Indianapolis. I'm still going to go with Baltimore. There's no way Indy, after scoring 40 points last week, after Baltimore had a tough loss against Pittsburgh last week, there's no way that Indy comes back and wins another one, even if it is in Indianapolis. So I'm going to go Baltimore, and I think Phillip Rivers throws a few picks, so parlay that together. Like my picks, go ahead and bet them too. You get $10 back if we don't win. There's one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has the Same Game Parlay bet, so if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code Fanatic when you sign up. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Fanatic. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Must be 21 plus and present New Jersey or PA. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.